Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
To your favorite podcast, it's Full Coverage with your hosts, Laura Lee and the gorgeous, Mandy, stunning, show-stopping.
And Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore.
A Walk to Remember.
We want to do a rapid fire. It's time.
Oh, it's time.
It's time.
And listen, I think it's time to shred. No, just kidding. I was telling Laura, like, this year, I'm like, Laura, like, you understand, like, as I'm getting older and people keep trying me, I am going to start trying them back.
I like that for you.
And you know I have. I've been shredding back. And you know that.
You have.
I've been going in back to people that have been going in on me, and they are surprised and they are shocked.
He's been gathering the girls.
I've been gathering the divas. Mm-hmm. And they deserved that.
And they respond well.
And it's been lovely. So I was like, can we have some rapid fire topics for today? We have like two mains.
Yeah.
Two mains, the Rick Brooms.
We haven't talked about influencers in so long.
And it's like influencer fully. It's been forever.
Forever.
Everyone's in on their best behavior. In front of the scenes. In front of the scenes, best behavior.
Yes.
Behind the scenes.
Ooh.
Demons from hell.
Us.
Demons from hell. But of course, we have to start off with Peaks and Pits.
Peaks and Pits. Manny MUA, give us a peak or a pit.
Why don't we do pit to start?
Okay.
So we can end happy.
I like that.
I shot my shot with a guy.
Ooh.
Oh. And I missed.
Damn.
Let me tell you something.
He gotcha.
I shot my shot, totally did it. I did like a full hit on over, mind you, it was like in a dating app that mm-hmm. I did the hit on.
That's very reasonable.
Should I give like a mini tell of the story?
I think so.
I did tell Laura this because I'm like, should I tell you on the pod? Laura's like, yes. Because it's like, it's very like, it's real.
It's real.
It's fucking real. So I met this guy at this party, thought he was really cute. This is actually the one that I sent that Christmas message to. Remember like corny Christmas message I sent? That was in the episode with like, we filmed it. Like we did, you were like, truth or dare.
Okay, tell us yep.
That was the same guy.
Got it.
Okay. We matched on a dating app. This is what gagged me. I'm like, oh my God, we matched on a dating app. So I'm like, oh my God, like, oh my God.
The
like,
stars are aligning.
The stars aligned because we matched on the dating app. So then we matched on the dating app. So I message him first and I was like, does that mean, oh my God, it's so cringy. I was like, does this mean that we're going to dinner? Winky face. Does this mean that I'm taking you out to dinner now? I said something like that. Like I absolutely like shot my shot and he was like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. I just downloaded the app again. I had put, when I first downloaded the app and I was matching people, I had put just for friends.
Right.
So I think that was his nice way of saying like, I was looking for friends when I hearted you. I wasn't looking to date you. He didn't say that verbatim, but I read through the fucking lines clear as day.
That's what he needed you to do.
I read the lines and I realized that he was basically saying, I'm friend zoning you, bitch. So that's going to be my trauma.
He said, I'm here for friends. I came here for friends.
I'm here for friends.
The thing that I told Manny whenever he told me the story at first, I was like, dang.
Laura almost fell out of the fucking
I did.
Laura almost jumped to the pool when I told you.
I was like, dang, that sucks. I said, because the thing is, he knew he had to let you down and like he articulated like,
so
oh.
Well.
Oh, did I not put just for friends on
that's so
here?
Crazy.
Because you're asking me for dinner right now and I'm on here just for friends. Okay.
Which made it harder because he was so nice about it.
Yeah.
Because it's always like, sometimes I think I want someone to be a bitch to me because then I feel like, I'm
just
like,
be
oh, well,
real.
You.
Just like,
I'm
say
like, fuck
it.
You, fuck off. Like, it's fine. You know? It's
oh,
like, at
okay.
Least,
so you're like, you
so
can
I get
just
over it faster because
like
it's like, oh,
yeah.
Someone's like being a bitch about it. But someone's really nice about something, you're kind of like, fuck, you are a good person. God
you
damn you.
Feel all the hurts.
Yes, you feel every pain.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So now, whenever I go through things like this, because obviously, like, everyone in this world, there's moments we get turned down. We're not everyone's cup of tea all the time. That's just the reality of life. If you shoot your shot, you're going to miss some of them. But you'll make some of them too, you know?
Yeah.
So whenever this happens and I miss my shot, I'm always like, okay, let me be a little recluse for a second because I feel like almost embarrassed in like a weird way.
Well, it's just like a personal like let down, like a little stab.
Yeah,
it's like
a little stab in the heart. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna like for a month, I'm just gonna chill, do my thing, go party, blah, 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 and then I'll get back into the idea of asking or dating after
again. Mm-hmm. Whenever you done forgot about
when
it,
when I forgot about the situation, and
moved on.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, the more shots you shoot, the more improbability rejection you're gonna have. So if you never do anything, you're never gonna experience failure or rejection because mm-hmm. you never actually did anything.
Yeah, you never tried.
It's like all about the adversity of it. Like mm-hmm. you, the more you put yourself out there, yes, the more you're gonna experience good and bad, both. Mm-hmm. But as long as you're, at least you're doing something, honey.
It's true. It's absolutely true. At least I'm like, you know, even if I missed the shot, at least I took it.
And it was such a light ask. It wasn't like,
so
do you want to suck my... It was like, are we going
you
to dinner?
You
want to
chupa mi pito?
Do I want to get a taco? Like, it was very, like...
You want to eat my... Did you say you want to eat my taco?
I did not say that.
I think you did.
No,
Laura,
roll it back.
I heard taco. I did hear a taco.
I said, do you want to go eat a taco?
I said, do you want to eat my taco? I'm like, Laura.
That's not how it would start. How
did
would
I start
hit
with
on a guy? I've never even thought
hey,
about that.
Hey, you want to eat my fucking Del Taco right now?
Years. Do you want to leave me alone and never talk to me again? I blocked you, actually.
That's literally, yo.
The black cat.
The skunk in the fucking yard. That's literally you. Okay, what's your pit?
My pit. Oh my gosh, my pit. What else?
And we're gonna, you know what? I'm gonna put a timestamp post pit and peak. I'm gonna add a little timestamp for the bitches out there that don't want to listen to vegan pit because they tried it. And one of the last ones were like, there was a comment that was like, you guys take so long with your peaks and pits. And I'm like, first of all,
they're like, we don't want to hear about
this
you.
This is, no, literally, it's like, we want to hear about the tea. This is our podcast.
That's very true.
I'm going to say whatever the fuck we want to say.
That's very true. That is very true. Okay. I have it together now. My pit is my rash is still going strong, but I just wanted to say one, thank you guys for hearing me out for 45 minutes on the last episode talking about it. I'll keep it short this time. Second of all, you guys literally flooded with me with different ideas and things that worked with you that had the same perioral dermatitis going on. And you guys described the exact same situation and were just as frustrated. So that made me feel validated. Like, okay, I'm not going crazy. Like, this is frustrating. Mm-hmm. But I am trying out a bunch of your stuff. And if none of it works, I'm just going to go get some doxycycline from my dermatologist. If she'll give it to me, I can't make her give it to me, but I'll ask her.
I'm sure she'll be like, yeah.
I'll ask.
Yeah.
So I'm trying out a few things right now. I will keep you guys updated. It is in full force, still going very strong today.
It winked at me earlier.
It did. It came alive. It's going to start saying your name soon. It's going to start duck walking. The rash is out of control. You can't see it because I have a lot of makeup on, but it is out of control. But I just want to say thank you for you guys.
You were so sweet. I saw a lot of comments too. Yes, I thought that was really nice.
I thought that was really nice and very, very helpful. So I appreciate you all. And that is my pit that it's still here. But my peak we'll jump into because it's kind of like
the post-its
Manny
do send me into rage. Just so you know that. The fact that my best friend still uses post-its for her talking points.
I'm trying to keep the business alive. I'm trying to keep post-its. Well, you know, I invented post-its.
Your father.
Yes. The founding fathers. My peak, however, is that Drag Race US is back, baby.
Well, it's a combined peak, actually. We're combining this peak.
We just love Drag Race, and part of the reason is because, you know, I have a lot of friends in the gay community, and so it brings us all together. And so we come together every Friday night. It's the gay Super Bowl. We come together every Friday night.
Yes, there's like seven of us.
Yeah.
It's like literally, it's literally at Laura. We'll do like at Laura's house. We'll all come together. We all watch Drag Race together. We'll eat. We'll just be absolutely insane.
And merry.
And be literally Marys.
But it's so much fun watching it with everybody because we're hooting and hollering the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
You can't, the subtitles
and we're judging
have
the entire
on,
time as if we know anything about drag.
And we're all in sweats. And we can't even do anything. Wooden knees.
If I try to death drop, I'm dropping dead. And you know that.
We're like, trash.
Trash. How dare you be in that outfit?
Yeah.
No, it's so fun, like, getting to have it back now and then getting to all do it together. It just makes it so much more enjoyable.
It does.
Because, like, we're doing it together.
It's the best time.
You know, it's the best time.
And I feel like January is so perfect because there's nothing going on in January. Literally. So we all come together and it's just like Friday night now is like my favorite night.
Yeah.
Everyone comes over and it's like our girl time.
It really, it's like literally girl time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed.
And don't think we don't stay hours after the show.
Honey,
just hooting and hollering.
Going through the phone rolls.
Literally. Why do we keep doing that?
You guys, why did we watch the YouTube video of Halloween trick-or-treaters?
We watched Halloween trick-or-treaters, like, on the big screen.
Do you guys remember when Laura made these videos on her channel?
Oh, I made them.
They're on your channel.
I did technically make them.
No, but they're on your channel, I was in it. Of course, I was in it. But, like, Laura would have these videos on her channel that were, like, YouTubers go trick-or-treating, and they were literally iconic.
Baby, you could never make that funny type of content involving like other creators because it would just be so ridiculous and
high camp.
Like we would roast ourselves the most in the old.
We would
Halloween
actually
videos.
Have to only do ourselves. I think now.
Yeah, that's the only safe place. These girlies out here be done. Like, I am suing you for $1 million. Slander and defamation. Like you just couldn't do it with the girlies.
No,
now.
But they're.
But
really
then
funny.
Back then we would just be just so camp and dramatic.
We were ridiculous. So we watched one of them. We were all together and it was so we were like literally crying laughing. Like we were not well, but it was so it was like literally 6 years ago, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's right. So
it was good. It was really good.
Anyways, do you want to dive into?
Don't you have a launch?
Don't you? And don't you have a peak?
we had a combined peak. That's right.
Okay. I do have a launch, as a matter of fact. We launched today. First of all, these gorgeous.
Damn, look at those babies.
Ooh,
look at those stems.
These slouch socks right here came back in stock. This will be the third restock.
No.
Yes, the third restock of the white slouch socks. They always sell out, so y'all better grab them because they just came back in stock on our website today, right now. Linked in the description box. Use code Manny, MUA, and save some coin. We also
use my code.
Use his code. You can save
some money on the socks.
That's right.
And they're already fairly priced, so gag.
Yeah, very fairly priced. And we had two new colors at launch, charcoal and forest green.
And Hunter. Forest green.
And they're so pretty, so comfy. We have the best feedback on our socks. People tell me right now, they're like, I live. If you have cold feet like me, I mean, I'm always cold. Everything's cold, but
the extremities, obviously the most.
The most, exactly. So like I live in these socks. And someone on my on my reel the other day, they're like, you really do live in those socks because I always have them on. I do.
You created them because you love them.
The bottom part of them is like not a thin sock. It's a little bit thicker, so it really keeps your feet warm. But also, they're so freaking cute.
They're also just literally cute as fuck.
They're cute as fuck.
They really are.
So they restocked, but we also dropped over 40 items. We have sizes small through 3X. So if you're looking for clothing as well that's adorable and cute, it just dropped. MinimLA.com, bye.
I got Tyler does it.
A new drop. We have been working on this shit for 2 weeks, and I'm like,
baby, and you're like, drop these bitches.
Drop these bitches.
Remember, Laura, do you remember when you were unwell and you were dropping every week? don't remember.
Well, now we do bigger launches left often, but we drop like towards the end of the year. I get too busy, so we'll do like once every 2 months. But once spring gets around, I'll probably go back to like once a month.
Yeah, once a month is like already a lot. Is what I'm saying. So like when you were doing it once a week,
crazy
was wild.
Well, the problem was everything would sell out on my website, so I would feel the pressure.
You'd have to almost
because like the website would be crumbs, like literal crumbs. Our website,
that makes a lot of sense.
By the way, is crumbs right now because of all the holiday sales and all that. Yeah. Like all of our socks, everything is just sold out. Mm-hmm. Everything's gone. So the restocks and all the good stuff is dropping today. So we are replenished. We have over 40 items dropping to kind of fill the website back
up. Yeah.
Yeah. So really excited about that. But you guys use Manny's code, save some coins.
Use my code.
Yeah.
It's the worst when you have like the site that's barren.
Girl, it's
the
bare.
Worst.
It's bare. Besides our body products, though, I will say right now, because the clothing is like picked over right now on the website. Well, it's not now because we just relaunched. But because it was, everybody is buying up the body stuff, which I love.
Well,
and we've gotten such good sandalwood, such good feedback. And that makes me so happy.
Good.
And the body oil.
Which one is like the favorite SKU?
The body oil.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Out of everything.
I love
everybody
that.
Loves the body oil.
I mean, Laura, like you literally are like an advocate for your body oil because
thank
I'll see you
by
using
the way.
It in all those like and everything. Like,
and everything.
You're putting your body oil
even
on.
When we go out, don't I? Like if we're going to an event or something, I always wear. I love it. I love the way it makes my skin look. Like my skin literally looks polished and beautiful.
Like porcelain.
Uh-huh.
Like pretty. Glassy.
Glassy. Glassy, healthy, beautiful looking skin.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
So anyways, okay, that was it this time.
That was it.
That was
That's
it this
not that
time.
Bad.
Come on, guys.
For a peak and pit?
That like, wasn't that bad.
Don't even come for us on that one. It wasn't even 20 minutes. Todd's like, it's been 40 minutes.
He's like, the episode's over.
He's like, y'all
it's
need
time to
stop
go home.
Filming.
You didn't cover any of the topics.
Okay, so let's actually go into the topics.
Okay.
The main topic, of course, is the McBruins. We have the Michaela Tan drama. We have those are the main two.
Those are the main,
those are the main
honestly,
two. And then we might
the
hit
two.
Some other ones if we get
have
to it.
On. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. But the main thing,
The Ace family.
They are no longer together.
Catherine,
they're breaking up.
McBroom is free.
Free! I genuinely feel like she was in prison.
The thing is, I don't think
with him.
Either of them, I think all their scandals and stupid shit they did was both of them. But if I had an opinion on it, I would assume he was the mastermind and she was kind of going along with his stupid shit.
100%.
Constantly.
That's what I would think.
And I'm just so happy she's free.
I feel the exact same. I genuinely like, because the thing is, I will not lie, when I think of, let's say, like, I think about Ace Family, or I think of Austin, I think about Austin. I think about the brother. I think about the dad.
Period.
I don't think about Catherine when I'm thinking about the Ace Family and like the annoyances of them. I like Catherine is always on like the outlier for me. I'm always just kind of like, oh, like she just seems like she's in this, you know, situation or whatever. Like, you know, maybe they're happy together, maybe they're not, who knows. But recently, they both posted on both their socials like a statement saying that they're actually going to divorce and that then they're no longer going to be together anymore.
Well, they hadn't uploaded on their channel in 6 months. And
stop.
There was a lot of speculation, like, what's going on? Do you know that I never thought they were getting a divorce, though? Like, for some reason, I was like, oh, they're going to divorce. I thought it's because their views were so much lower than what they used to be, like drastically lower viewership.
You wouldn't stop uploading for just from that.
I wouldn't, but I was like, maybe they're just like, oh, we're not getting millions of views anymore. Like, we're just going to, like, that. Well, that was my assumption, but turns out divorce.
Well, I mean, there is creators that we know that have stopped uploading on YouTube because they weren't getting high enough views to their standards, where they were like, oh, well, they just felt like they deserved more because that's what they were getting. So then they just stop altogether because they don't want to look at their uploading and it's not enough views.
It's like not a good look.
It's not a good look to like get not that many views. But I'm like, girl, YouTube is just like the platform that is just the always platform that's always going to be there. And the thing is, like, views, they come, they go, like, YouTube will always be there in a way. And like, yeah, you might want to focus on the platforms too and bring them along, but that doesn't mean you should just forget about your YouTube like audience and family that you build on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's important to at least, like, you know, upload when you can.
Right.
You know?
I think it's nice.
But they both made statements about it and they both actually went on Snapchat about it and like did like a full little talking about it. I will say, like, watching Catherine talk about it, she was so happy. just so happy. She looked really just like, she looked like she was in a good place. She looked beautiful. Like, she just looked like she was like, she literally said like, I've never been happier. And I think
ethereal.
I was ethereal, literally ethereal, angelic, elven. But I feel like she said, she was like, I've never like been in a happier place than I am right now.
And oh, I believe her.
I believe her dead ass.
Oh, I believe that.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yep.
And she was saying, she's like, you know, like she said that she was unhappy for a long time.
I believe
and
her.
Wasn't me too.
Yep.
And was like kind of unwilling to admit that to herself. Mm. And she kind of like was like, oh, I need to keep the family unit together. Mm-hmm. That was like her idea. She's like, mm-hmm. the most important thing is my family and my kids. So she's like, I thought I had to kind of be in this mm-hmm. to make sure that they were going to be okay in like a capacity. So she was like, you know, I just feel like I'm very loyal to my family unit. Which is like respectable and commendable, and yeah. I completely like understand where she's coming from for the kids' sake. But she started to realize like, yo, like I also need to be happy, and it's not fair for me to be unhappy when everyone else is like happy.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought it was a nice sentiment. That was really sweet seeing her, that she looked super happy and she literally looked like she was glowing. I'm not even kidding.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like it feels like she literally is like kind of set free.
Yeah. That's really awesome.
But then he did.
I'm happy for her, you know, I'm surprised they stayed together as long as they did. Just like seeing what I saw and tolerating him is like, I'm like, girl.
Can you imagine?
I can't. I cannot. He will be a part of her life forever because having three kids with him, like you're going to be
entangled. Maybe you're entangled.
Till the end of time, which is.
Knotted. So sorry. Because mm-hmm. the thing is, just in general, like, I don't know. They just like the like his side of the family and just in general would be just really
I just haven't
haunting.
Heard a good word.
I haven't heard a good word about
not it. One. So it's just been everything's been like
quite haunting.
So crazy, especially the Shyla situation.
Yeah, that's, like,
dealing
that's what
with
I'm saying.
His mom and like
the brother,
dad, the brother. My God.
Hello? Hello? So then he goes on social media and he talks about the same thing in a different demeanor. He was kind of like more like somber and very like
I'm actually surprised like, he was smart enough to be somber.
He was somber, like almost, yes, somber, but almost like he looks more sad.
Okay.
Like he looks like he's more sad. Now, I'm not saying that Catherine's not sad. I'm not saying that that's not, and I'm sure that she will be. And like that in general is such a like, you know.
Hard thing to go through.
Doesn't matter if she's not like happy anymore or whatever, but like it's hard to go through that. So he, you know, looked like he was like really sad, kind of distraught, like didn't want it to almost happen. Like that's what the vibe I was getting.
I'm sure he doesn't.
But he was saying that their plan is to leave the channel to the kids.
Oh.
And he's like, that was always our plan.
What is the kids gonna do with the channel when it sits there for how many years? You know,
I literally like, what are they gonna do with the channel? Are you guys going to continue to upload like and show your separation journey?
Yeah.
Laura, what if they show their separation journey?
That would be so strange.
It would be very strange, but I'm like, what if that's like what they plan on doing? Like, let's show us getting divorced, moving out.
It's giving Ace family. It is.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
it is.
Would they not like monopolize the situation in some way?
Yeah.
But regardless, I'm happy that, you know, Catherine is doing her own thing. And she's going to be doing her own thing.
I'm happy for her.
And I hope that like she like, has like a full rebrand. I want her to like, because the thing is like when you're tied to the Ace family in general or with the McBrooms, like I felt like it tainted her so heavily that I'm like, what if she like lets go of that and she becomes this like, you know, like angel online? Like that would be cool.
I feel like a rebrand, it's time. I think it'd be really good for her. You know, they took some time off, gone through the divorce. I feel like a rebrand would be so good for her.
That'd be great.
Yeah, really be great for her and like show her true colors and let's really see who Catherine is.
Yes, Catherine as like the individual, the other side of the Ace family.
Right.
Kind of thing, you know, I think it'd be really, really cool to see that. And I do wish the best for her.
I do too. I really wish the best for her. But I think this is like a new beginning for her. I saw people shook. I saw a lot of girlies very excited for her. I mean, we've sat back and watched like a low-key dumpster fire go on for years and years. And the craziest drama, like the craziest stuff go on with there. And it's just involved kids and been so crazy. So it's like nice to
messy.
Put it messy. And it's like nice to close this chapter on it. So yeah, I'm really happy for her. And I hope she does a full rebrand.
Me too. What about him?
Well, clap if you have anxiety. I kind of feel bad for you.
Okay. So that is that for the Ace family. We wish Catherine the best. And we wish their kids the best as well.
What's our other big topic you said?
Michaela.
Ugh.
Bronze Gate. They're calling it Bronze Gate.
No!
Laura, yes!
Not that's what I'm saying. They're saying Bronze Gate.
I'm like, you guys tried it. It was Lash Gate, now it's fucking Bronze Gate.
I guess Tanner Gate has too many syllables in it.
Tanner Gate. It doesn't sound as good as Bronze Gate. Like, Bronze Gate, like, flows.
Bronze Gate.
You guys, this situation, this I feel like, has so many.
This is a two-sided story. It has layers.
It has layers,
like,
man.
Like yourself, Tan, it has layers.
It has layers. It does. I'm not even self-tan right now. Oh, my God. But so basically what had happened was.
I'm glad I don't self-tan at this point.
I self-tan boots. Let me tell you something.
I'm out of the self-tan.
I love self-tan.
You do. You are a self-tanning queen.
I am. I really love it. I don't go in the sun as much. Like, I love self-tanner. But I just want to say quickly before we even start this situation, I want to say that I think that there was, you know, mess ups on both sides of the mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. And I think that this situation will make them both grow in different ways. I'm hoping in, like, some capacities that they'll grow and learn, because I think they both learned a lot of things on this. But I have a lot of opinions about it. But that's just, like, first and foremost, I think that they both made mistakes and they're both going to grow from it. And I would hope that they would.
No.
But.
And this is not like a life or death thing. Either.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's really not.
You know what
I mean? It's not crazy. Yeah. It's just more so like, you know, it just got big because there was a lot of views involved. There was a lot of, like, you know, DMs released, like just a lot of things going on where, you know, this guy, his name is Matthew. He's a brand owner. He's like the CEO of, you know, Illusion Braun, his brand. So what happened was he made a video to start it. He makes a video kind of pleading to Michaela, like, hey, like, a big brand, we end up finding out that's Bondi Sands.
Okay.
Is, like, duping his product and his idea from his product where he does custom tans based off of eye color, hair color, things like that. He does custom tans, has a lot of variations. And now they're coming out with, like, a bronzer line that you can, like, put, like, what your skin color, your eye color, hair color, whatever it is. And he's like, they're coming for me. They're coming for my small business.
Okay.
So that video, he uploads it and it was like, I'm reaching out to Michaela to, like, help me.
Why Michaela? Because she's just a big influencer, because she uses Bondi Sands?
Big influencer.
Okay, got it.
And he, because it's Michaela, he's like, oh, well, like, I just, you know, she's a huge beauty influencer. Like, I know
she self-tans.
She self-tans.
Yeah.
You know, not often, but she does. So made this video. It gets, like, let's say, I think it got like 5,000 views. Had like 100 comments. Wasn't like a huge thing. Didn't get a lot of views, but it, you know, it had something. So then fast forward, he ends up making a video because
Michaela use the, not yet. Okay,
so then, I think he makes another video.
Okay.
Because Michaela 4 days later uploads a video using Bondi Sands.
Okay. After he made the video, her to try his product.
Yes. So then he made like a full moment. He was like, I don't think it's a coincidence. Like, I don't think this is a coincidence. Like, 4 days later, you had all this time to review it. And like, all my people were tagging you in it, da 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 da. And then so he like completely, and then like that one garners a lot of views. And he's like, I think it's crazy that I uploaded this video and she posts 4 days later. It's not a coincidence. I will say immediately, side note, for you to think that your video, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but for your video that has 5,000 views and 100 comments, when Michaela is a creator who gets millions of views a day, thousands of comments a day, and you just think that she saw your video, and
it's going to be such a
bitch that 4 days later she's going to use a different self-tanner, I think is wild.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely wild, and that is definitely a coincidence.
Well, there's no factuality to
Where's
it.
The facts?
It was just an assumption.
It was an assumption.
On that part, like, that was just a flat-out assumption that she was throwing shade at you. There's no proof whatsoever.
No proof at all. So then what happens is Michaela DMs and was like, hey, it's actually a coincidence. So Michaela, I will say, I'm not going to lie to you. Michaela in this moment was better than me because I would have not DM'd this person being like, hey, like, you know, I'm so sorry. Like, this is a misunderstanding. Like, here's my number. Let's talk on the phone.
Okay.
I would never do that because the thing is things can get so misconstrued so easily online. It can just become such a clusterfuck, which it did happen. And this is just a lesson that I think she'll learn through this situation for sure. They end up talking on the phone for 20 minutes. He said that she's lovely. This all comes out publicly because he shows everything.
Oh,
later.
Like all the messages, all the texts. Okay.
And she said, you know what? I actually, you know, I have your bronzer. I'm going to use it. I'm going to try it on tomorrow. I'm going to post a video tomorrow.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So the tomorrow comes, video never gets posted. He's kind of like, okay, like, that's weird. Like, never was hosted.
I can understand, like, as he's clearly on the edge of his seat trying to get her to sell the product.
100%.
So I could get that.
The anticipation.
Yes.
I understand it.
If someone told you, like, I get the, like, like, where,
like, holy fuck. Like, yeah. Like, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Like, oh, my God. So then time passes. You know, video doesn't get uploaded. Things happen. You know, Michaela gets busy, whatever. She uploads a video. He ends up, like, screenshotting a video of her when, like, she looks kind of orange and, like, a thing. And he sends her, he's like, hey, like, you look beautiful in this, but I wish you would have, like, let me tell you, like, how to use the self-tanner. Because he assumed
that she was using
it. But it looked like, in his eyes, looked like shit. And this video, to me, like, he was really rude. He came off really entitled. To me, this is my opinion.
Okay, okay.
He came off as, like, really rude and kind of condescending.
When he texted her, like, you look like you're tanner. No,
in the video, exposing it. And he was nice in the video, in the text.
Oh.
So to her, he's being nice and sweet. But in the video, he's like, you know, she looked like shit here. So I just got to, I tried to find the most flattering photo. It was so hard. And I sent it to her that said she looked beautiful. I'm like, you sound like a bitch. Like, what do you not understand about that? Like, you sound mean. So then she was like, oh my God, like, I actually fell asleep in it. You know, she explains the situation. She's like, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to post it soon. Like, I am going to get to the review, but I fell asleep in it, etc. So now we get into the hook that he starts off in the video saying, Michaela cost me $10,000. This is where it gets hairy and gets messy and it takes a turn because he made a video.
See, now this is the part where it blew up.
It blew up. This is where everybody started coming in. Everyone saw it. So this is when it starts to get a little more intense.
You're a great storyteller, by the way, because I am like, I am in it. I'm like,
thank you. You're like,
we are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
So it ends up happening where he makes a video. It's 8 minutes long.
On TikTok.
8 minutes. And this is where he, no, literally, he's like, this is where he, like, is exposing Michaela, exposing the DMs, being like, she told me that she was going to use this product. And so in his mind, he thought it was going to be a good idea because Michaela said, I'm going to review it soon. In his mind, he thought it was an idea to, you know, PayPal is sending him this, hey, take out $10,000 loan. You know, the notifications that they always come through,
Shopify.
Shopify is sending the note. It's like, hey, do you guys need like a quick little loan?
Baby, they'll give a loan to anybody.
To anybody, for anything. So he takes out the loan to prepare for the orders that, because Michaela has said before in the past.
Is it made to order?
I don't, honestly, this part confused the fuck out of me.
Because whenever, that does confuse me.
I'm confused. I don't know what it is.
Because with the $10,000, that would be for like a repurchase of manufacturing, which there's no way.
So
that would take like a year to
reach. 6 months. It would take weeks, at least months.
Well, it depends. I don't know Tanner. To be fair, I don't know the Tanner where it
could. Maybe it could be a local ass place that's filling by hand quickly.
Quick, so he could just like churn them out.
Quickly, a quick churn. Maybe that's what it is. And you know what? Maybe that is it because he has to have a lot of varieties of colors.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it is. It's like a made to order situation, but I was confused about that too.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes this out because he remembers a video from Michaela years ago saying that she stopped reviewing indie brands because they couldn't handle the order influx.
I remember that.
And that was years ago. And I was like, I felt what Michaela was saying was very valid because
but that was years ago too, years, you know, and things years, change years, things as change. TikTok's evolved.
That was so long ago, and she was saying, she's like, you know what? Indie brands have told me I cannot handle the influx of orders, and it makes the brand look like shit at the end of the day. Because mm-hmm. if like mm-hmm. you're, if they're not getting their orders in for weeks, if they're not getting like, it makes the brand look like not good.
Right.
And so Michaela's like, you know what? I'm going to stop reviewing indie brands because this is like, you know, intense. So he took it upon himself to take the loan out.
Okay.
Take that $10,000 and put it towards order because he expected Michaela to post a review the next day.
Okay. Okay.
That's what he was expecting. The review never came. Review never came. It's been a while. Things have been going on. And he's like, oh my God, like the review never came. I'm freaking out. So then he sends Michaela another text being like, hey, I don't want to bother you, but like I took a $10,000 loan out because I thought you were going to review the products. So he's like, what the fuck? So she's like, oh my God, that's so crazy. Like, well, you know, now when the review does go up, like you'll have enough stock. So this is where we're at right now. So he's making this video. He's talking about it. He's doing this whole situation, breaking this all down. That's why I'm able to regurgitate what's being said. And he's like, he comes across extremely entitled to me because he like gets his like, he gets his like meds. And he's like, we all have problems, Michaela. And he's like shaking his medicines that he's taking or whatever. And he's like, Michaela, you expect us to, you know, feel for you when you have mental problems, but we all have mental problems and, you know, all these things. And I feel like when he's making the video, it takes a turn because you're understanding where he's coming from in a certain way. But then once you start becoming a mean person about it, becoming nasty or saying that like her tan looks like shit or going into this like really weird territory, it starts to like grow different legs.
Yeah,
I think, right?
The intention behind it
is weird. So then now Michaela has actually made a response video.
Oh,
now we're at the response. So Michaela makes a response video. She's like, yo, like I don't even know what to do in this situation. She's like, the thing is like what gags me, Michaela owned her shit and mm-hmm. she apologized. She's like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that like I didn't get to the review in time. I'm sorry that I told you I was going to and it never happened. I was using your self-tanner, but I fell asleep in it and I had color grading on the video that mm-hmm. I was using. This is what it looks like. It's not orange, right? So, because he said that she spray tanned. He's like, she's a liar. She spray tanned, which never happened. Like he made it up. He made up that she was self-tanned, like that she got a spray tan because he thought that she did.
But just because you think something doesn't make it true. He has absolutely no proof that she got spray tan.
So what I'm saying, so this video garners millions and millions and millions of views. And he's saying, she lied to me. She got a spray tan. That never happened.
Yeah.
Or at least he wouldn't know that for sure.
Yeah.
That's not a fact. But he said it like it was
not
a fact.
It's not a fact.
So he's saying all these things.
So people are going to believe it.
They believe it. They automatically believe it. Mm. So she makes it, but she's like, you know what? At the end of the day, like, I should have done the review. I should have done it quicker. I'm sorry for telling you I would and I didn't, but I cannot, you know, make your business successful. You cannot rely on me to sell your products.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing. It doesn't, in Michaela's situation, it does not matter who's wrong or right. She's gonna be wrong. One, she's a bigger influencer. Two, she's been in drama before. After your name's been tainted, no matter what happens, you're in
they're
the
always gonna shred you.
They're always gonna
That's
shred you.
That's the reality.
They're like, always, the reality it doesn't is, matter. She shouldn't have... never
said that
she was going to review that tanner. And what I don't understand is like, girl, if you told a small business owner mm-hmm. that you were going to do it, mm-hmm. you gotta do it.
Right. Or like at least
because
like,
what happens is things spiral.
The spiraling, it starts to turn.
Because people know like your size and they know that if they have a problem with you, all they have to do is take it to the internet now. And you gave them a problem and it explodes. It explodes so big. And she totally owned her shit in her video and she 100% said, I said I review it. I didn't review it. Like she admitted
she
that.
She owns her shit.
She was like, I shouldn't have done that. I agree. She should not have done that. No one's perfect. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? I get it. Things get busy, but you have to make it a priority when you tell a small business owner, not because the $10,000 loan, that was his decision. And we all take risk on our businesses every day. And it's mm-hmm. like, you cannot count on someone else to make your business successful, which it worked out for him anyways, because he got his money off of this drama. Because didn't the product sell out?
It's still online.
Oh, maybe it didn't sell out. I'm sure it did selling. Well, if there's no proof to that, I can't really say that then.
But I think I actually did see a thing where it's like, oh, orders are incoming quicker. Like expect a 6 to 8 like shipping.
Okay.
So I think they'll do like orders are coming in. So regardless, like the thing that kind of like shocks me in a way is that in a way he's like was trying to like so hard to get Michaela to sell his product.
Mm-hmm.
At the end
mm-hmm.
of the day, that's what it is. He's trying so hard. And the fact that like she still didn't review it and low key, she still sold this product because people that hate Michaela are going to support his company and they're going to buy his fucking product because of the drama.
So my question is, let's what do you call it whenever you
devil's advocate?
Yes. Or okay, a hypothetical. Yeah. A hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Let's do a hypothetical. So let's say he takes out the $10,000 loan because the review is coming. Let's say Michaela does what she says she's going to do. This is my one hypothetical. What if it doesn't turn out good? What if she doesn't like it? Is she then forced to do a lying review to say she likes it? Okay. Is the $10,000 still her fault if she doesn't like it? Okay. That's one hypothetical. What if Michaela does a review like she says she's going to do the review does great. She loves it. They sell 10 bottles. Is the $10,000 loan still Michaela's fault?
No.
There was never a guarantee that she was going to sell $10,000 worth of the product. There was never. And I know small businesses that Michaela has reviewed that I know the owners and they did not sell. And there was no complaint. It did great. It just didn't sell near $10,000 worth. And I'm not saying she can't sell. I know for a fact she can sell product. I know she can, but I'm just saying not every time. Michaela does a bazillion TikToks a day.
Totally.
Not every single company is selling $10,000 worth of product every time. So it's like that was a risk. I have to say that part was on your own. That was your decision. And a girl that's already kind of not done the review, it's a risk to take out $10,000 loan, but on top of it, be like, you did this to me.
That's what makes me kind of like annoyed.
Well, just as a business owner on my own, like I couldn't imagine like someone giving me, even if they didn't do it, but doing that decision, I don't know. It's just, see, that area for me gets really tricky. But I think that he hadn't dealt with a situation like this before, so he probably got really excited.
That for sure.
He clearly was a fan of her. Maybe he still is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, was a really big fan of her, really excited for her. Mm-hmm. And like getting on a phone with someone, that's going to amp that up.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make you like, if this big creator is now calling you, like that's going to take your love for this creator to the next level because you mm-hmm. feel like you're friends now. Mm-hmm. And now they're texting. And so now lots of promises are getting made. So I kind of get why he got as excited. You have to remember, he's somebody absolutely. Who isn't getting millions of views on every video and he's trying to start his new business. So honestly, the situation, it's kind of like on both parts. It's like,
come on, on both sides. I agree. And I think that the only part that kind of like is kind of,
I think he felt led on.
For sure, he definitely got led on. But
he
the
got
thing
led
is,
on.
If you're a business owner, you have to make smarter financial decisions.
100%. 100%.
And if you don't have contracts in place, or guarantees in place or some capacity of that thing, do not spend money that you do
don't
not have. Because that's the biggest lesson I hope that he takes from this, is that someone just saying something willy-nilly, a creator. The thing is, this is what I think as well. I think that people feel this parasocial relationship with Michaela very heavily. Mm-hmm. And he thought that because she said like, oh yeah, I'll do it. Like that she was his best friend.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know you. I'm not trying to be a bitch, but at the end of the day, like you might feel like you would know Michaela a lot.
For feeling that way.
Absolutely not.
Like, we don't blame him for feeling way. I think anybody, who's like, I don't even know what size creator is. I have no idea how many followers or views he gets. I know it's probably not millions because of the situation that's happened. And you just told me the video got 5,000 views. So starstruck hits.
Absolutely.
You know, like, and I don't blame him for
you're like,
that.
Like, holy shit. Like, it's like, so you, the parasocial thing is there. So it's easier to fall into this, like, oh my God, like, we're so close. But like, cause he even said in one of the videos he was talking about, he's like, oh, like, who maybe, like, maybe this, like, can turn into a friendship.
Yeah.
This drama from the bronze can turn into a friendship. Cause it is very easy to feel that way with creators mm-hmm. online, like, that you just might feel like we're mm-hmm. besties. But Michaela, at the end of the day, might not feel the same way that you do in that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that it's one of those things where it's like Michaela owned her shit. She owned it. She came up. She's like, you know what? I should have done that. I should have done the review. It is what it is.
I low key am like, girl, why don't you just do the review? Like low key.
Well, I think now she could never.
No, not now. Then.
Yeah,
like,
then.
If someone
no, for sure.
asking you and you've already made these promises, it's like, girl, you've helped so many TikToks. Just make the review. Just make the review.
I agree completely. But it's like, if she's not self-tanning often.
It doesn't matter.
I know. At that point, you
told
do
someone
it.
You would. You got to do it. You got to do it. We've had to do shit for years.
I know.
You got to do it. Because look at now. Look,
the thing is, I will say, like, as a brand owner, I've been told so many times.
Come on. By
people. But the thing is, okay, this is what I'm saying. This is where I'm talking about the experience comes into play. I've been told by so many creators, I cannot wait to review your product. I cannot wait to show your product. And I'm just like, thank you so much. That's sweet. I never, ever, ever, ever expect it to really happen. I just am like, oh, thanks. Like, it's almost like a sweet thing in passing that people might say, like, oh my God, I can't wait to review it. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I never expect them to review it because I don't depend on other people to make sure that my product is selling. Like, it would be nice and I love it and I hope that people like it and they use it and they sell it too. Great. But like, I depend on me as a business owner.
This is a learning situation for him.
It's a learning situation for him. 1,000%.
Really realize that even if someone flat out calls you and tells you they're going to do it, like, you can't count on that.
You can't. And this is like, kind of like, you know what's funny? I was seeing comparisons of like, the Marlena Jacklin situation.
You know what? When you were telling me this, it made me think when she ordered all this stuff, but there were no contracts.
I feel like it's kind of like that where it's like.
And Marlena learned.
And she learned her lesson from that. And she was like, fuck, I should have had a contract in place. Like, this is just something to kind of go forward with. And I think the reason that I, in this situation, resonate more with Michaela's side is because when you start to make videos like kind of clowning someone.
I didn't like that. And you're sassy, I don't like the nastiness.
And you're being nasty.
Yeah.
I'm automatically going to be like, what's this turning into here?
Yeah.
It got dark. And then he was like oh my God, it was, you know, the Housewives audio that's like timeline receipts. He made a video with that, with like being sassy with like Michaela being like, timeline receipts, you should have known better, da-da-da. Did that. So then like when you start taking it to a place of like making fun or kind of clowning around in some capacity, it kind of takes away the seriousness of it and it dilutes it. And I'm like, okay, see, now you're taking, because Michaela wasn't trying to be publicly like a bitch to you about it. She was kind of like, yo, I'm sorry, I own my shit, like, this is the reality. But then he just kept going into this like,
yeah, like, well, changes
her title looks like shit,
it changes his intention,
the intentions just become different. So that's kind of why I'm kind of like, it's annoying. But regardless, I think that on both sides, she's not gonna say things.
She needs to learn to not
say don't say
it.
You're gonna review something and not review it.
And then he has to learn that, you know, you can't count on someone else to make sales for your business.
That has
to be on you. And then you can't blame loans out on other people. Because again, I go back to like, well, what if she did review it and they didn't sell all the product and she liked it? Is the loan still her fault?
Right. And it's not.
No.
It's not, like, regardless, like, maybe you took the loan out, like, and like, I understand as a small business owner to be prepared for that. I get it. I understand where the mind went, because we have small businesses, like, we get it.
Totally.
That's why I'm kind of like, when I'm talking about this, I'm like, I'm a business owner, a small indie business owner, and I'm a fucking beauty creator.
I also
online.
See how sometimes small creators, though, like, I get his side too, just like in her communicating with him, because when you're a smaller creator and then you have one of the most relevant people on TikTok finally on the phone with you, that was probably a grain of salt to her, but that's big to someone. Like, that's big to someone else. So if Beyonce calls me right now, she don't give a fuck about me. She don't give a fuck about that phone call. She don't fucking give a fuck about what she said on the phone call. But to me, I won't forget it till the day I die, and I'm going to talk about it till the end of time. Do you see that power imbalance there?
Yes, 100%.
So for him, he's like, oh my God, it's all happening. She's going to blow me up like these other small brands. The sales are going to explode.
Go through the roof.
So... I see both sides.
I do too. And that's, and like, I, like we were saying, like being business owners.
I don't like the nastiness of it. But that's easy to do whenever someone's already been in so much drama. It's easy to clown them because they're always, the audience is going to be on your side. And so you're going to be able to get away with doing stuff like that.
100%. And Michaela's been in a lot of drama.
I mean,
a lot
people
of shit.
Did that for me, to me,
course,
and you for years. And that's why it bothers you.
Yeah,
because
that's probably why.
Did it to, no, seriously, because
that's why it bothers
when
me.
We got in our drama, you know, people made so many funny, just roasting us 24/7, making fun of us, because it always played out well in their favor because we were not liked at that time. So they were able to take advantage of that.
And I think that's what it is. Like, I get annoyed with that stuff because it's like,
you've been through it. You've been on the other side of it.
I just see through so much of it that I'm like,
we've been through it. Yeah.
And it annoys me because it's like, I've been through the same thing. People have made up so many lies about me, have clowned me for so long for different things.
Yeah.
Just because I wasn't liked at some type of capacity at some point. And they, all the comments agreed with them because it's like, oh my God, yeah.
It's like an easy to hate.
Yeah. And even if, let's say, like, you know, people could like more like logically be like, there should have been a contract in place. That's what it is. Michaela is not in the absolute wrong in that situation. People are going to automatically take his side because they don't like her.
Yeah. Unlikability due to all the other
because
dramas.
Of the drama. So, like, that's just like kind of what it is.
But see, that's my thing. Michaela's got to learn, like, girl, you got to keep a tight ship.
The ship has to be sealed.
Pristine.
Pristine.
Sealed.
The thing is,
tight,
what's crazy?
No mistakes made. You cannot tell a small creator you're going to. Timeline. You cannot tell a small creator you're going to review the products because this is what it will turn into.
I know. And the thing is, you know what's crazy? I think that Michaela reaching out to him, like, she was actually trying to, like, do the right thing. Like, hey, like.
But then
it opens up again. It opens up more. Facets.
If she would have said, "Hey, I barely sniffed Tam, babes, but I use Bondi. Didn't shade you, but I literally barely sniffed Tam, like truly a few times a year. So if I review it this year, like there should have been no promises made at all.
For
she
sure.
should have just told him what she said in the video, the truth."
Exactly. And I think that it's that,
and that
again,
would have negated all that because the screenshots he would have had would be her truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it would have been.
So that, like, again, lessons on both sides.
Lessons.
I think that
that's why she has lessons to learn too.
Lessons on this one. And, you know, keep a tight ship. Don't be making promises you can't or don't want to keep. and that's the reality. And then don't, you know, make business decisions based off of what someone might have just said.
Yep. That's it. That. And that
and
is like
the moral
lesson. Of the story for
moral
both of them.
The lesson on
but
both
like
sides.
Dead serious, me and you do wish them both well. You know 100%. What I mean? Like
I want his business to see. I
totally.
Always want a small indie brand's business to see. Like I understand it so well. Like I get it. And I want her, you know, to make the best decisions that she can possibly mm-hmm. make to Michaela. Like mm-hmm. I want the best for both. So that's I think why I also feel like passionately about it. Cause I'm like, oh girl, like You can so much room for growth on both sides. And I feel
agree.
Like I've been through not similar situations, but things where I'm like, ugh, like it just got me. So it's like, I feel like I wish them both the best.
That's why people are so guarded. So like, you
maybe
know,
you think that you wonder
you
why people
get into
that
this.
Have been fucking doing this shit for 10 years like us. You think why we're fucking, we have little amount of friends and we're guarded as fuck.
That's why.
Because you don't want to be in
you
situations
don't
like
be involved.
This.
You don't want to be involved. You don't, and you can't. You absolutely can't.
Because it really sucks.
Yeah, it does. So, it really sucks.
It's just the reality.
Sucks.
Like, it just absolutely sucks. But, you know, wish them both the best. And, like, just, you know, moving forward. And I'm sure they learned lessons.
What if they did a video together next? It's like them two together and him
like,
tanning her.
Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. That would be the real goop and gag.
That would be the gag of the century.
That would be the gag of the
century.
It was
actually all a ploy.
That's not
going
to happen, but
no.
That would be the gag of the century.
And it's funny, too. I'm still seeing people commenting like, where's the review, bitch?
Girl!
Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
I think it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
I think it's a wrap.
If she reviews it, doesn't like it, you're just shading the small company.
I think it's a wrap.
She reviews it, she likes it. You just got caught up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
girl, it's a lose
wrap.
Lose. Do not review that.
It's a
okay?
wrap.
Please.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Okay, our next topic is the Golden Globes and Joe Coy. First of all, who the fuck is Joe Coy?
He's like a famous comedian.
Girl, famous to who? If I don't know him, he ain't famous. Who?
I feel like he's had like specials before.
I have never
on
heard
Netflix.
Of this man in my life. And maybe that's on me. But I just don't
I definitely
know
have heard
of
him before.
Well, he got to host the Golden Globe, so he did something.
He did something. He did something. But the thing is, it didn't hit.
It didn't hit.
Like, he thought it was, him and the writers thought it was going to hit. You guys, I have never seen, like, a more, like,
dry.
Deadpan, dry, silent.
But the celebrities were people. Not doing the courtesy laugh.
No, they weren't. They were
they
literally
were
like
not.
This.
And everyone, I got kind of annoyed because everybody's like, Taylor's such a bitch for taking a sip. No, you guys
tired.
Are taking that out of context. If you go and watch the full thing and all the jokes before that had pissed off celebrities, she was just one of the many. It wasn't
like
just
constant.
Her. Yes, it was a constant mm-hmm. look and sip of drink. Like it was a constant, that attitude in the crowd. And so she did it among many others, but they did it before her. You know, they didn't
like
their
that's
jokes
just what
either.
It was.
That's
so they
just
would
what
just
it
sip.
Was. Yeah, it wasn't just her with the stupid
every
joke.
Time you don't laugh, sip.
Boy, they would be lit by the end of the night. My thing that really pissed me off is he was like, his goal was to dog the most successful movie, Barbie movie.
Oh my God, that pissed
it's
me off too.
It's just about a Barbie with plastic boobies. I'm like, we literally made the movie for dumbasses like you. That's why it was made, for incomprehensible idiots like you who can't get it. You can't get it. You don't get it. You can't get it. And
not being, you know, the highest grossing director, female lead of all time.
Breaking records.
Breaking records. Of 4 billion.
Like Oppenheimer. I was like, please get this man off the stage.
He has to go.
Right now.
It was literally so embarrassing and so corny. I was so like,
degrading.
This is so dumb. Like, I cannot stand, like, literally, this was like the whole point. Was this not the point of Barbie?
Girl, like, it was
point,
literally,
like, this is literally the point of Barbie.
What he did on that stage was the point of the Barbie movie.
And this is why they make it. So it's like, everyone, how about everyone just go watch Barbie? They should, everyone should be fucking watching Barbie.
We are just all, like, now dumber from hearing his
I felt like
monologue.
I lost some cells.
We lost
I lost some brain cells.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, it he was just rough. Wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny.
And he's a comedian, like a stand-up comedian who has done really funny jokes before. Like, okay. He has funny
what
things.
What about Ricky Gervais? Gervais?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yes, you do. Tyler, how do you say last name?
Gervais?
Ricky Gervais. Iconic legend.
Is he a comedian?
You're supposed to say, if I don't know him, he ain't famous.
If I don't know, he ain't famous.
That's right. He destroyed everyone at, I believe it was the Oscars a few years back. And people are laughing their asses off because it was funny.
It was actually funny.
Because it was, the jokes were funny.
And the delivery is so important.
Oh, it was a wreck. So then,
and I bet if I saw him, I would know who he is. I'm just not good with names.
Well, you saw Chelsea Handler threw shade at him, right?
I gagged. And
gagged,
it was so funny. Because
that's her ex. Which I think that
gagged,
they.
That gagged me too.
Ended on good terms.
I didn't know that
because she is. She's always talked. I didn't know that Joy Coy was the ex, but I remember her having this ex because she doesn't date a lot. So she dated him for a while, and I was like, wow, she has a man. I didn't know it was Joy Coy, and then everybody was like, oh, she came for her ex, and I was like, oh my god, that was the ex. But she had always talked so highly about her ex after they split up, like always. So I was like, interesting. So she must have really not liked his monologue because in her speech. When she hosted right after him, she was saying, thank you. After they laughed at one of her jokes, she goes, thank you for laughing at my jokes. My writers will appreciate that. Because he was like, my writers, they were not good jokes.
Babe.
Girl.
It's not the writers only.
Also, you can't read a joke and not realize it's not the time, not the place. At least no one got slapped. It's not the Oscars,
though.
Oh,
you know what? You're so right. But the thing is, at the end of the day, they just have to write better jokes.
Yeah. And find a new host.
And also the delivery is the most part. You can say the worst joke ever, but if you deliver it in a funny,
so
if Jennifer Lawrence said it, you would have laughed.
Oh, yeah.
Babe, like, it's about the delivery. Honestly,
but Jennifer Lawrence would have never said a dumbass joke and degraded
not.
The Barbie movie like that.
No, because she's not fucking dumb. But the thing is, like, I also just feel like she has a better comedic timing in that way for, like, the faces and
but
the funny.
But he's a
comedian. Which is gag to me. Gag. And he is a popular comedian, so it's even more crazy. But you just have to get better jokes. I think that more women need to host.
See, that's part of the problem.
Honestly.
Because look at Chelsea Handler.
Slay.
Every man and woman. And, like, she didn't degrade anyone.
And she made them giggle.
She made them all laugh.
Like, have the girls hosting. Like, I'm so tired of the men hosting these fucking award shows
that
are just flops.
Because everybody, you know, bangs on Leo, as I should, for dating 18-year-olds only. You know, her joke to him was, I'm not going to make a joke about Leo tonight because I do the exact same thing, but opposite. I like really old men. You know,
men.
So do you see how that
she
joke was delivered?
Yes.
And it wasn't like, let's just rip him apart. It was like, no, let me bring this attention, ha ha, and then joke on myself. It's funny.
Exactly. Like, just guys, just have more women hosting it.
I think that's really
the reality. Or gay men or drag queens. Like, that's all you really need.
One of the truthful and funniest jokes she told the night, she was like, Greta, one of, you know, most grossing
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Women. Hollywood will now consider using her
for a second.
We'll put her in consideration for possibly using her for
and
a
Greta
movie.
Died. She was hollering.
Isn't that
laughing.
The most factual joke
literally,
ever?
Literally.
The highest grossing female director
of ever.
Hollywood
maybe.
Will think about
maybe.
If she's good enough to possibly do another movie. I don't know. That killed me because there's a little truth behind it.
That's why it's funny because there's a little truth behind the jokes. When they're funny, there's a little
truth
behind
them. See,
that's
the kind of jokes I want to hear. Hollywood. You know what I mean? But
roast
like in a way. Yes.
Don't be fucking coming like for like the most random things like, oh my God, Barbie boobies.
Girl.
Stupid.
Go back to Barstool Sports.
Babe.
We're not here for
it. Where you crawled from.
Where you crawled out of. Go back to Barstool. They'll love you there.
They'll
love your jokes there.
They'll be obsessed with you there.
Yeah, they'll be obsessed. But that's it for this week's... That's it for this week's episode.
That is it for this week's episode. We just did a quick little rapid fire. Mm-hmm. Got our little toppies in. Mm-hmm. was great. It was lovely.
Yeah. And we hope you have a fabulous week. We have a special guest coming next week, so get ready for that.
I cannot wait. She was so lovely.
You guys already love her. She's been highly requested to come on this podcast. So we're excited for next week. Sweet. But we love you guys, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.